WFXX.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy College.
A very pleasant good morning, streamers, as we welcome you to a Manic Monday edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, you know, streaming version only. Good Lord.
Oh, for the days where we had a full-time engineer that could get to work on problems like immediately.
Yes.
Oh, those were the days, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Those days, for us at least, are long gone.
For those of you tuned in on the streaming, though, we will take your phone calls at 814-954-7266 throughout the course of the morning. And, yeah, spread the word. Perhaps we're becoming just a streaming-only entity. Who knows?
Well, it works for podcasters.
It does.
You know, podcasting is hot.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
All right, podcasting is hot. You know, there's thousands and thousands of podcasts. You know, Joe Rogan is a podcaster. You see how much money that guy makes? Hello? Could we get just a tiny slice of that?
That'd work.
That would be really nice.
That would be just fun.
Anyway. Yeah, if you tried tuning in to FM this morning, now let's do a little radio education here.
Okay.
Okay. If there's a problem, you know, with a station's transmitter, you try to tune in and it sounds kind of like... Sounds like that. That means a station's transmitter is not operating. All right, so there's nothing on that frequency. All right, that's a dead giveaway. If you tune in and it sounds like this, that means the transmitter's actually on, and it's actually working.
Got that going for us, which is nice.
Yeah, how about that? But somehow the connection between the studio and the transmitter has a problem.
Yeah.
If you remember Friday, big wind. Remember crazy weather on Friday? Boy, was that crazy. That was nuts. A little bit of everything there on Friday. Something over the weekend broke or cut or something like that. And so that is what we are hoping will be repaired today. That would be nice. So that we can get things fully restored again. So we put the word out on X Twitter. Hey, streaming only. Pass this along. Let's go viral. So today, we got some good things today. We got a good show today. We're hoping that we're going to set, for us at least, an all-time streaming record.
Woohoo! We got that going.
Yeah, get really excited, all right? Because we got a full show today. Our sports segment, next segment, will probably be extremely long because there was a lot of stuff over the weekend. History made.
Busy.
Some bad stuff. The end of the Steelers game was bizarre yesterday, if you check that out. I mean, just crazy. And the Patriots did the Steelers a great favor last night.
Thank you, New England.
By somehow coming back late in that game and beating the Ravens. Although the Ravens, again, they still have a road to the playoffs, which if they achieve it, it would knock the Steelers out. Oh, we don't like that. We don't like that. All right. So lots of sportsy stuff. We'll have some open line time. Depending on how we go, I might throw the question out there. Here's something to think about, all right, until we get to that point. The question here is the country finally getting tired of Donald Trump? Are they finally getting tired? No, not yawning tired, okay? Are they finally getting tired of Donald Trump? And we'll throw the question out there. Later on, we'll tackle this. I'll throw some examples and so on. Just maybe. Now, some of you, oh, no. Well, okay, we'll give you the chance to chime in later on, all right? And for those of you that actually agree, like, yeah, we'll give you a chance to chime in, all right? So get ready for that later on. Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, should be joining us later next hour. Again, the thing we're going to try to pin Joe down on is this week, okay, normal, kind of, January, what's coming in January? Oh, boy. All right, so stay tuned for that as well. By the way, officially, welcome to winter.
Hello, winter.
It's official now, all right. The winter solstice, if you missed this, was yesterday. Actually, it was at 10.03 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. So there we go. There was the winter solstice. So we almost have 24 hours of winter. All right. Somebody did the math. All right. Now, yesterday, the winter solstice is supposed to be the so-called shortest day of the year, meaning sunlight. And somebody did the math. Yesterday, and this might be today, too, 9 hours, 18 minutes, 3 seconds of daytime. All right. The shortest day of the year. Now, if you do a little quick basic math, that means 14 hours, I'll round off, 14 hours and 42 minutes of nighttime. All right, notice the difference? That's over 5 hours. Wow. The good news is, starting today, the daylight gets a little longer, a little longer, a little longer, all the way into June. All right, so don't look on the bad side of this. Look on the good side of this. The days all start getting longer starting today. It'll take a while to get there, but have some fun. Might get a little weather tonight into tomorrow. Let's keep an eye on that. I know there's a number of high school sports events this evening. I don't think it's going to interfere with those. The weather forecast has changed a little bit. Originally, it was supposed to be like something that was going to happen in the 7 o'clock hour. Now, apparently, it's going to be much later tonight. Great. Not complaining. Maybe see about school tomorrow morning. Now, at least here in Center County, K-12, everybody's in school today. Everybody's in school tomorrow. Now, we'll see how many people show up. Yeah, how about that? Because winter break or Christmas break starts for them on Wednesday. Now, that's here. There are some parts of the country, they're on winter breaks, Christmas break right now. Their last day of school was Friday. Not here. To my knowledge, not the Center County schools. They have school today and tomorrow, and then we get ready for, Santa and all that sort of stuff. Online yesterday, a number of people posted this. Yesterday would have been Joe Paterno's 99th birthday. Joe was born in 1926. And there were tributes and pictures, and it was pretty cool. All right? It was pretty cool. Joe would have turned 99 yesterday. Wow. All right. Let's remember that. If Coach Campbell happens to be streaming, can we remember that, Coach, please? All right. Maybe you can help lead the way on that one. Now, tomorrow is December 23rd. Are you ready, Mr. Ironhead?
I don't know.
Tomorrow is Festivus. Oh, boy.
For the rest of us.
All right. Thank you, Jerry Seinfeld. Now, I tell you what. Right now, at least, we have a guest scheduled for tomorrow. Right now, we do. All right. Well, hopefully we'll actually have our guest tomorrow. We'll see. But if not tomorrow, maybe today, you can air your grievances. If you're familiar with Seinfeld, you know what this is. All right. That's one of the big deals of Festivus. We didn't put up a Festivus poll. I guess we just haven't done that yet. We're going to do that in our studio maybe later today. We'll put up the Festivus poll, all right? But this is where you air your grievances. So later in the show, when we have open line time, we will give you the opportunity, maybe a day early, to air your grievances, all right? So get your grievances list ready to go, and you'll be able to chime in. And actually, you do it right now if you want. 814-954-7266. If you would need to or like to air your grievances. Penn State, of course, now in winter break. All right. The town's a bit empty. Hey, I'm not complaining. It's only going to last 3 weeks, all right? The spring semester, if you want to call it that, begins on January 12. So we have 3 weeks of quiet. For those of you in outlying areas, it's okay to come back into town now. There we go. And I guess for you, buddy, it's about time for you to go shopping, right? Is shopping?
It is.
When does shopping season start?
I mean, I might get an early jump on it. I think you could do it starting today. The season officially opens today. But, you know, most folks, it's tomorrow and Wednesday when you'll be out getting the items for your loved ones. Well, but, see, yeah, I think you could start today.
You want to get a jump on the crowds.
Well, yeah.
So you want to start today.
Absolutely correct.
You need to start today.
Yes.
All right. Folks, we're trying to help you out here. All right, it's finally Christmas shopping season for some of us. Okay, so you have been warned. Watch out for this big guy. He's going to be going crazy, but going from store to store. A little nuts. All right, the Powerball. Oh, yes, the Powerball. Once again, Saturday night, no winner. Wow. So tonight is the next drawing. The jackpot tonight is supposed to be at least $1.6 billion. Woo! Now, again, if you take the lump sum, it's roughly half that. Folks, what could you do? Well, okay, $800 million, you got to pay your taxes. Hello? Got to pay your taxes. So it's not $800 million. It's probably more like, oh, Lord, $500 million. Yeah, oh, Lord, only $500 million.
Yeah.
What could you do with $500 million? Woo! So if you're interested, all right, you got all right, my buddy here is like, I missed again. Did you buy a ticket?
I forgot.
Well, you have a few more hours, 12 hours or 16 hours to buy a ticket, all right, so get that done. Did you notice this over the weekend? This is interesting. This is out in San Francisco. You ever been to San Francisco? You ever been to wrestling in San Francisco?
Yes, very briefly. I was there for about couple of hours as we were making our way out.
You went through the airport?
No, I went down to the wharf area.
Okay.
But, yeah, we were there for about 2 hours.
I can't say I've ever been there. So, but over the weekend, for whatever reason, they had a huge power outage. And the estimate is that about 130,000 homes and businesses lost power on Saturday night. Something happened, I don't know, transformer, some power plant went screwy or something like that. 130,000 homes and businesses went dark on Saturday night. Now, San Francisco, of course, a big tech hub, you know, technology and all the big companies and so on that are around there. And for, I'm going to say, at least a couple of years now, San Francisco has had self-driving vehicles. All right, so in other words, self-driving taxis, where you sort of get in the taxi, you kind of tell the taxi where you want to go, there's nobody behind that wheel, and off it goes, which I guess has been working great, except Saturday night, where probably the major company is called Waymo, W-A-Y-M-O. Waymo's self-driving cars, when the power went out, the Waymo cars just stopped.
We're done.
They just froze. They went into, I don't know, freeze mode or something like that. And if you were in one of those vehicles, now you could get out of the car, but you were stuck. All right. I don't have an amount of time that this took, but apparently all of the Waymo cars stalled right in the middle of the street. Uh-oh. Now, Tesla has what they call robo-taxis. And apparently they run differently, I guess. But apparently the Tesla robo-taxis in San Francisco didn't have a problem. All right? They went on their merry way. Probably had to drive around some cars, apparently, or so on. So I found that very interesting. Waymo maybe has a bit of a problem. Tesla is looking good. All right? Their robo-taxis like, yep, we don't depend on whatever that problem was. We just keep on going. Very, very interesting. All right. All right. When my buddy here does his big shopping blast, Affordability is like a big buzzword these days in politics. It's going to be a big buzzword for the coming year. Now, if you missed this a couple of days ago, government data for November, inflation actually went down. Wow, how about that? Economists thought it was going to be 3.1%. It was actually 2.7%. All right, now the only problem with that might be, remember the government shutdown? Yeah, everything just stopped. And they're still trying to gear up on that. So some people are questioning this number, like, okay, maybe the stats aren't complete because of that shutdown thing that was going on. But when you go out shopping, you know, this week, like, for instance, if you have a Christmas meal, all right, your family's coming, you're going to have a big Christmas meal, check the price of food, all right? Is the price of food really going up, or maybe isn't going up as much as you might think? Well, okay, we'll let you be the judge when you go to the store to buy, I don't know, turkey or ham or fixins and whatever you're going to have for Christmas dinner and so on. You can discern. Government, again, right now, it's like, oh, it's great. Well, it's not. Well, it's great. Well, it's not. Back and forth we go. Time will tell, all right, to see who's got the real accurate numbers. All right, now this is not good. I'm not happy about this. I'm not doing this, but I'm not happy about this. For those of you that are flyers or frequent flyers, all right, maybe you only deal with one particular airline that's your favorite. Maybe you deal with whatever the best deal you get, you know, ticket and so on. But all these airlines, of course, have their frequent flyer programs.
Well, of course.
Where you get points and, you know, you get so many points you can exchange it for, I don't know, a ticket to some place or an upgrade or some such thing. Well, American Airlines made an announcement last week. I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
No.
If you get what's called a basic economy fare, all right, you're back in coach, and it's like the simplest, lowest fare you can get. It used to be that you could get frequent flyer points just for flying. In other words, you flew, you get points. Well, apparently, as of now, if you have an American Airlines basic economy fare, you will no longer get frequent flyer miles or points. Wonderful. This is called AA, American Airlines Advantage. So as of December 17 and beyond, now it says here, basic, I'm reading from a release, basic economy customers will continue to receive one free personal item.
That's right.
Okay, that's like your handbag or something. It says here, one free carry-on bag. That's interesting. Hey, you still get the free snacks. Yeah, the little super,
yes,
the super tiny little bag of pretzels or
love
bag of
snacks.
Peanuts. Yeah, you'll still get a soft drink.
Okay, yes,
wonderful. I get a can of soda and in-flight entertainment. Okay, that's,
I love being entertained. Thrilled.
All right, now Delta has already done this, pulled back on these points. I don't have anything here about United. All right. What the airlines want you to do, of course, they want you to spend more money on a better seat or luxury, so-called luxury travel. Now, if you do that, hey, you get the points.
But if I want the points.
But if you just get the basic, well, sorry, you're not getting the points. I don't know. Personally, I mean, with my old job, I had to take, you know, flights from time to time to conferences and stuff like that. Unless you're a really frequent flyer, those points are pointless. Pardon the pun. All right, you don't really get anything from it. You've got to be a really frequent flyer in order to get that stuff. Yeah, okay. How about some good news here before we take a break? All right, we have some school news, and this is good news. Let's see. I got a release here from State College School District. This is great. A pair of State High seniors have received full-ride four-year scholarships and early acceptance as part of the QuestBridge National College Match Program. All right. Hey, that's pretty cool. All right. So apparently about 2,500 students across the country were selected for this program. These are obviously really smart kids. They're going places. So we have, and I'll probably mess up the names, Ryan Sim and Dahlia Eldawadi. All right. Eldawadi, that's a girl. She's going to be attending Duke University, wants to become a dentist. All right. I just got the feeling AI is not going to be replacing dentists. Would you agree with that? I don't think AI is going to be replacing dentists.
I don't know.
All right. Now, Sim, who's a boy, is attending Boston University, where he wants to study marketing and international relations. And, yes, those are full-ride scholarships, and I can guarantee you right now their parents are probably still dancing around because it means they won't have to pay a dime.
Uh-huh.
Yes! Thank you very, very much. Okay. Also, this is from essentially my neck of the woods. A teacher from Penns Valley recently was a finalist for the 2026 Pennsylvania Teacher of the Year Award. I have met Elizabeth Troxell. She is a terrific teacher. She's been at Penns Valley High School for 12 years. There were just 12 finalists in the running for the Teacher of the Year Award. Now, this actually happened 2 weeks ago. Unfortunately, Liz did not win the big prize, all right, the State Teacher of the Year, which then goes on to represent Pennsylvania for the National Teacher of the Year. But still, to be one of the 12 finalists for the State Teacher of the Year, that is quite an honor. So we're going to ring the bell for Liz. She earned it, and that is really cool stuff. I tell you what, there have been several Penns Valley teachers over the last number of years that have been finalists for the State Teacher of the Year, and I could say I'm married to one. All right, she was up one particular year. That was pretty cool. All this stuff happens down in Hershey. Neat stuff. So we got some good teachers out there. So congratulations to Liz. It's a great day to be a Penns Valley Ram. You like my shirt, by the way?
All right. Oh, it's a beauty.
Penns Valley basketball shirt. All right.
It's a keeper.
All right, let's take a break because I'm plugging home and I shouldn't do that.
All right,
we're going to take a break. Again, boy, busy weekend of, well, you name it. We'll find out from my buddy here about making history on Saturday. I was listening in, making history. Football, just crazy football over the weekend. Holy mackerel. And a lot of basketball yesterday, not a great day. Oops. All right, let's move on. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We will come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of 5 themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines. The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails. Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Let's talk here on a Monday morning as we get you into the Christmas spirit. You know, yeah. We're only a few days away from the big day.
No.
A little programming note. Even on the streaming, Scott and I will not be here on Christmas Day, nor will we be here the day after. So we're taking both... Yeah. Thursday and Friday off this week, and yes, we will do the exact same schedule the following week. So Monday through Wednesday here, Thursday, Friday, and, you know, through the weekend, not here.
Not here.
Yeah. Make your plans accordingly. Fox Sports will play in our stead Thursday and Friday. Well, on the streaming.
All right.
Folks, it is game week for the Nittany Lion football team. Here we go. Terry Smith will be leading the Nittany Lions into the Pinstripe Bowl Saturday afternoon against Clemson in Yankee Stadium. Nittany Lions are 6-6. The Tigers are 7-5. Saturday's game scheduled for a noon kickoff, and the game will be televised on ABC. CBS Sports, the first to report that Penn State offensive lineman Alex Birchmeier will enter the transfer portal. He becomes the fourth Penn State player to announce that he will be hitting the transfer portal. The redshirt sophomore has 2 years of eligibility remaining. Birchmeier has played in 26 games for Penn State over the last couple of seasons. And one other football note, as mentioned by Mr. Giese in the opening segment, the late, great Joe Paterno would have turned 99 yesterday. A happy heavenly birthday to Joseph Vincent Paterno.
Yes.
In the college football playoffs, Alabama rallied from a 17-0 deficit to defeat Oklahoma Friday night, 34-24. On Saturday, Miami's defense came up big, and the Hurricanes knocked off Texas A&M 10-3. Huh. Home teams losing.
Surprise.
Both of those games.
Yeah.
Well, big upsets would have to loom in the other two games for the home team to lose. And that did not happen.
No.
Ole Miss dominated Tulane for the second time this season, winning 41-10 Saturday under new head coach Pete Golding. He has the best winning percentage of any of the playoff coaches at 1,000. Dude has never lost a college football game.
One game.
As a head coach so far. And then it was Dante Moore throwing for four touchdowns and leading Oregon to a 34-6 halftime lead before James Madison went out and kind of made it competitive in the second half. The Ducks win it 51-34 to advance to the quarterfinals. So your quarterfinals are now set. On New Year's Eve, it'll be Ohio State and Miami playing in the Cotton Bowl. Then on New Year's Day, it'll be Texas Tech and Oregon. Ooh, sign me up for that one. I want to see that one. That'll be in the Orange Bowl. Top-seeded Indiana will take on Alabama in the Rose Bowl. And then on New Year's night, it'll be Georgia and Ole Miss in the Sugar Bowl. Winners will advance to the semifinals coming up. Pitt basketball yesterday dominating the Nittany Lions from the get-go. Not a pretty scene at the Giant Center in Hershey. Pitt rolling to the 80 to 46 win. 80 to 46, the Panthers win it over the Nittany Lions. Freddie DeLeon had a, tied a career high with 23 points for Penn State. Caden Mingo and Josh Reed added 9 points apiece. Penn State falling to 8-4 on the season while the Panthers improve to 7-6. Pitt shot 50% from the floor and shot 50% from three-point range. Penn State shot under 33% from the floor and shot 17.4% from beyond the arc.
Ouch.
Nittany Lions will return to action a week from today, taking on North Carolina Central at the Bryce Jordan Center.
Yeah, well, you scared next. Me there.
Well, I wanted to build it up a little bit, you know, make the suspense. That'll be a 1 o'clock tip-off a week from today at the BJC. Elsewhere in the Big Ten yesterday, Michigan breezing past LaSalle 102-50. It was Oregon falling to Gonzaga 91-82. Nebraska is now 12-0 after dispatching North Dakota 78-55. USC beat UC Santa Cruz 102-63. It was Minnesota down in Campbell 78-50. Also on Saturday, Purdue routed Auburn 88-60. Michigan State knocked off Oakland 79-70. Heartbreaker for Ohio State. They did play North Carolina, and this was a back-and-forth affair right down to the wire. Ohio State falls to the Tar Heels 71-70. It was Maryland losing to Virginia 80-72. Indiana picked up a 78-58 win over Chicago State. Northwestern let one slip away. Wildcats falling to Butler 61-58. It was Iowa all over Bucknell 94-39, and Rutgers edging Penn 70-69 on Saturday. The Penn State wrestling team making history in Nashville Saturday. The Nittany Lions shut out North Dakota State 46-0. And then Penn State shut out ninth-ranked Stanford 42-0 to improve to 6-0 on the season. Penn State has now won 77 consecutive dual meets. That breaks the NCAA record of 76, previously held by the 1937 through 1951 Oklahoma State teams. Penn State has not lost since January 31st of 2020 and now has the Division I record for longest winning streak in the sport. Josh Barr returning to the lineup. He earned a pair of technical fouls at 197 on Saturday. Freshman Marcus Blaze and P.J. Duke knocked off higher-ranked returning All-Americans in the victory over Stanford. Mitchell Messenbrink and Cole Mirasola each recorded a pin and a technical fall on Saturday. Penn State will go into the new year with nine wrestlers in that lineup on Saturday, still undefeated on the season.
Wow.
That's
pretty good.
Like 90% of the lineup.
Oh, yes.
That's not something that happens very often in this sport, where you have nine guys going into January with unbeaten marks. This team's pretty good. Likely going to be wrestle-offs at 141 between Aaron Nagao and Nate Desmond. Desmond got a couple more wins here on Saturday. Aaron Nagao did make the trip and is likely nearing a return to the lineup. And also a wrestle-off between Josh Barr and Connor Mirasola. Will likely be coming. Mirasola also made the trip, but he's battling back from an ankle injury here. Of course, Josh Barr saw his first action of the season after getting injured at the World Championships back in October, the Under-23 World Championships. In the 20 bouts that Penn State competed in on Saturday in the wins over the Bison and the Cardinal, Penn State racked up four pins, six technical fouls, four major decisions, and six decisions. Penn State also had a 58-2 advantage in takedowns on Saturday with identical 29-1 takedown margins in each of the dual victories. Penn State will be back in action on Saturday, January 10th with the Big Ten opener against Rutgers in Rec Hall at 4:00. Richmond defeated the Penn State women's basketball team at the For the Culture Holiday Classic in Glen Allen, Virginia, yesterday. Gracie Merkel had 15 points, and T. Cleante had 11 for the Lady Lions. Penn State committing 21 turnovers in the loss. Lady Lions fall to 7-5 on the season. Penn State defeated Virginia Commonwealth Saturday in that same tournament, 78-66. Mariah Murray led Penn State with 18 points. Kaomi McMiller had 17 points and 8 rebounds, and Gracie Merkel added 13 points and 12 rebounds. Lady Lions will be back in action, returning to Big Ten play on Sunday at Iowa. The State College wrestling team placing sixth out of 32 teams competing at the King of the Mountain tournament at Central Mountain over the weekend. Bald Eagle Area finished 11th and Belfont was 14th. For State College, Cal Davis was the runner-up at 127. James Whitbread took third at 160 pounds. Also, Noah Young placed fourth at 114, It was Teague Sanderson placing fifth at 172, and Luke Young finished fifth at 121. Bald Eagle Area's Caden Judice won the title at 152, while Tanner Ganot and Dawson Lomason were both runners-up at 139 and 145, respectively. Gage Gardner placed fourth at heavyweight. And for Belfont, Jackson Long was the runner-up at 189, Ezra Swisher and Luke Hockenberry placed fourth at 160 and 215, respectively. Colin Harder and Wyatt Long placed eighth at 107 and 145, respectively. Congratulations going out to the Penns Valley wrestling team. Penns Valley won the Panther Holiday Classic at Mount Aloysius College on the weekend. Max Dingus winning the individual title for the Rams at 127. Evan Lasowski was the runner-up at 114. Connor Myers took third at 121. Eric Carlisle was fourth at 133. Braden Lasowski fourth at 172. Robert Martin fifth at 215. Cale Smith sixth at 189, and Tripp Watson finished seventh at 145. The title is the first ever for Penns Valley at the Panther Holiday Classic.
Good stuff.
Very impressive.
Great group of boys.
That is a special little note for Penns Valley wrestling history there. State College boys basketball team defeating Carlisle Friday night 52-48. The Little Lions are now 4-2. State High girls basketball team pulling out a thrilling, dramatic 39-38 overtime win over Carlisle on Friday night as well. Penns Valley boys basketball team losing to Forest Hills Friday night 85-66. Julian Battaglia and Fletcher Ironside had 19 points apiece to lead the Rams. Noah Patel added 13 and Spencer Althaus scored 10. Rams now 5-3 on the season. Penns Valley girls losing a tough one to Forest Hills on Friday night, 65-60. Paige Johnson had 16 points to pace Penns Valley, while Elle Dingus added 14 and Sydney Dalton scored 11. Lady Rams now 3-4 on the season. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, man.
Coasting, freezing,
coasting,
taking it easy down the stretch. They dominated the Detroit Lions. Okay, they held
for a while.
They got the victory. An offensive pass interference negated a would-be winning touchdown for the Lions on the final play of the game. The Steelers, though, wow, did they do a good job shutting down the Detroit running game and getting theirs going. The Steelers outrushed the Lions 230-15.
That's hard to believe.
Who had the Steelers finishing with 215 more yards rushing than the Lions? If I had just given you, hey, one of these teams will rush for 230, the other will rush for 15, I am telling you 95% of the folks out there, at least, would have said, well, if those are the numbers, I mean, it would have been Detroit, clearly, with the 230. No, sir.
No.
Steelers, really good job with the run game on both sides yesterday. The win is the 200th of head coach Mike Tomlin's coaching career and assures the Steelers of a non-losing season for a 22nd consecutive year. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is an NFL record for most consecutive years with a 500 or better record. I am waiting to hear from our parade correspondent, the Dear Horse, on when exactly the parade through the streets of downtown Pittsburgh will be held this week to commemorate that statistic that the Steelers fans just take so much pride in having achieved. No?
I don't think so. No.
Not the case?
No.
I mean, it's a pretty cool, significant...
Big whoop.
Milestone there. It's a record is what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the
have fun with that.
Steelers. They have the record.
Okay.
What it is.
Okay.
All right. Back to the game. So this game.
What a game.
There was a lot going on during the course of the game. Now, one of the likely negative outcomes of this game is the Steelers will probably be without DK Metcalf, their wide receiver, for the game against the Cleveland Browns, and possibly even for a second game. Metcalf grabbed a fan while on the sideline yesterday and then punched said fan. The league tends to frown upon players punching fans during the course of the game.
Was that a punch?
That was a punch.
More of a shove.
No, that was a punch. You have a closed fist and you swing and you make contact. That is actually the definition of a punch.
Why was he talking to that guy?
That is a very good question.
I want to find out.
DK Metcalf did not talk to the media after the game yesterday. He just... skedaddled out of there. Head coach Mike Tomlin said he had not seen the incident, was aware of it, had not talked to DK Metcalf yet, and so no comment. Not good. Jalen Warren did run for a couple of touchdowns. They were both things of beauty yesterday. He finished with 143 yards on 14 carries. Ooh. I did the math. It took me a while. I carried the three and everything.
Yeah.
That's over 10 yards a carry.
How about that? That's pretty good.
That's good.
That's crazy, yeah.
That's really good. Kenneth Gainwell had what I thought was a pretty spectacular catch for a touchdown. And actually, Gainwell ended up leading the Steelers in receiving with 5 catches for 78 yards. He was just kind of laying there on the turf, threw out his arms, said, "Hey, I'll take this. Oh, nobody's touching me. I'll just run to the end zone." It was fun to watch.
That was an amazing play.
Truly incredible. I like Kenneth Gainwell. I like him a lot. Jared Goff also was sacked in the end zone by Kyle Duggar. They call that a safety in football. That resulted in 2 points for the beloved Pittsburgh Steelers. Chris Boswell connected on a 59-yard field goal and was 2 of 3 in field goal attempts, but shockingly missed a 37-yarder that glanced off the right upright in the fourth quarter that could have given the Steelers an 8-point lead and made that ending a little less dramatic. Steelers, though, get the win. And Pittsburgh is now 9-6 and can clinch the AFC North with a win at Cleveland on Sunday.
Come on.
I mean, it's Shedeur Sanders and the Browns.
Come on.
Just take care of business, and that baby is over. That is because the Baltimore Ravens last night, they lost to the New England Patriots at home 28-24. Baltimore committed a couple of key turnovers, including a fumble from Zay Flowers in that fourth quarter as the Ravens were trying to drive for what could have been a go-ahead touchdown. Lamar Jackson left the game. He's the starting quarterback for the Ravens. He left the game in the first half with a back injury as the Baltimore Ravens fall to 7-8 on the season. On Saturday, the Philadelphia Eagles picked up a 29-18 victory over the Commanders. Saquon Barkley ran for 132 yards and a touchdown. Jalen Hurts threw for 185 yards and two scores. And Philadelphia, the Eagles have clinched the NFC East. Also Saturday night, pretty wild game. The Chicago Bears rallied late and shocked the Green Bay Packers with a 22-16 overtime win. In other action yesterday, it was the Bills holding off the aforementioned Browns for a 23-20 victory. The Chargers doubled up on the Cowboys 34-17. Oh, it was a thing of beauty. Trevor Lawrence scored four touchdowns to lead the Jaguars to a big 34-20 win over the Denver Broncos. The Texans, almost had an embarrassing loss, but they slipped past the lowly Raiders 23-21. The Bengals routed the Dolphins 45-21. It was the Titans in a 26-9 romp over the Patrick Mahomes-less Kansas City Chiefs. The Saints easily downed the Jets 29-6. It was the Vikings getting by the Giants 16-13. And also the Panthers taking the lead in the NFC South with a 23-20 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ouch, that hurts if you're a Tampa fan. And the Falcons beat the Cardinals 26-19. Well, I mean, if you were out in the wild, I mean, a Falcon's going to beat a Cardinal every time. That one is not a surprising result. Come on.
Okay.
Tonight, the Colts will host the 49ers. Live coverage online here at 987thefox.com. Starting at 7:30.
Or .info. Either one works.
Game. The Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Montreal Canadiens in a shootout yesterday, 4-3. First win in 9 games for the Penguins. Sidney Crosby had a goal and an assist for the Penguins. Do the math here. Hey, that makes Crosby the all-time leading scorer in Pittsburgh Penguins history. He surpasses some fellow by the name of Mario Lemieux.
Remember that guy?
I do remember that guy. Crosby is now 8th in NHL history with 1,724 points. Ricard Raquel scored the shootout winner for Pittsburgh, and the Penguins will now get ready for an afternoon affair tomorrow in Toronto. 4 o'clock start tomorrow afternoon between the Pens and the Maple Leafs. Maybe I'll just stick around at Quaker Steak and Lube and watch that baby right there.
There you go.
The Flyers lost a shootout Saturday to the New York Rangers 5-4. Travis Sanheim had a goal and an assist to lead the Flyers' offensive attack. Philadelphia now tied for 4th in the Metropolitan Division. Penguins, by the way, now 7th. Flyers will be back in action tonight, hosting the Canucks in a 7:30 face-off. The 76ers beat the Mavericks Saturday 121-114. Tyrese Maxey scored 38 points for Philadelphia. Back to college wrestling for a moment. Other action over the weekend. Again, Penn State, very good weekend. Some good action yesterday at the Journeyman Collegiate Duels. Ohio State, it feels like Penn State's kind of by itself atop the college wrestling world here, but Ohio State now feels like it's kind of alone there at number two. Maybe a little bit of a gap between Penn State and Ohio State, but it feels like a pretty good gulf now has opened up between the Buckeyes and the rest of wrestling. Ohio State yesterday beating Iowa State 21-13 in a highly anticipated duel. The Buckeyes also defeated Little Rock 34-9. Cornell beat Little Rock 31-10. It was Iowa State over Lehigh yesterday, 26-11 at the Journeyman Collegiate Duels in Nashville. Lehigh also lost to Illinois yesterday, 24-12. And Illinois got a big win over Cornell, 21-14. The Illini were wrestling without head coach Michael Poeta, who is on suspension right now regarding funding, reported by Willie Saylor that it has to do with basically purchasing clothing from his wife's company, and that breaches the Nike deal that Illinois Athletics has. So, not a smart thing to do. Also, in the overall scheme of great egregious travesties committed by coaches, probably not real high on the list here. But not a smart thing to have done. I'm not sure how long. We'll see how that story develops. Also yesterday in college wrestling, Oklahoma State got a big win in Lincoln over Nebraska, 22-12. A couple of former Nittany Lions lost in that dual meet, though. Alex Facundo dropped a 4-1 decision to Chris Minto at 174, and Zach Ryder fell to Silas Allred by a final of 4-2. And also, Penn State Athletics releasing some more information about some ticket packages for the Beaver Stadium hockey games. The women's game against Robert Morris on Friday, January 30th at 1 p.m. And you can get the parking details, but you can go to ParkWiz. And if you do so by, midnight Thursday, the 29th, you'll receive a discounted rate of $5.60. Folks who purchase parking the day of the game can do so for $10 using Honk
10.
Yep. With spots available in the Stadium West, Jordan East, and Porter North lots. Parking for the men's game, which will be Friday, January 31st at 1 p.m., a little pricier. Permits range from $40 to $100.
Yeah, the dreaded $100.
Spots for this game will be available in the paved lots adjacent to Beaver Stadium, as well as other surrounding areas. ADA parking will be accessible in lots 18, 31, and 34. On the day of the men's game, prices will increase by $20.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
Parking will be available on campus via the parking decks. Credit cards are the only accepted form of purchasing day of parking, and mobile parking passes will be the sole form of verification for advanced booking.
I've already done mine.
Very smart of you. Folks interested in tailgating from the Penn State release or simply arriving early will be able to park in the Beaver Stadium lots beginning at 7 a.m. on the day of the event. Penn State has also released a couple of additional ticket packages. If you're interested in going to multiple sporting events that weekend, and yeah, it'll be a big sports weekend here at Penn State, you have a three-game option, which includes the wrestling duel against Nebraska in the Jordan Center Friday night at 8 p.m. This is Friday, January 30th. The men's hockey game in Beaver Stadium versus Michigan State, and the men's basketball game against Minnesota that Sunday afternoon at 2. That package is available for $99. The two-game option involves the men's hockey game at Beaver Stadium, and then you can pick either the wrestling duel or the men's basketball game, and that package is available for $51. You can go to the Penn State Athletics website to get all of the information and any questions answered about said
events.
Why are you smirking?
I just, it's a lot going on.
I mean, yeah. yeah, I got my parking, whatever, for the men's hockey game. I've already informed my kids who are going to all go to the game. Hope you don't mind walking, all right? Because I'm not paying $100 for a parking space. I'm not doing it.
I can't believe
I'm not doing it.
We're going to
walk just a little longer, not a big deal, to get over to the stadium.
Well, there you have it. So that's, again, more information available at the website. Well, that did take a little while. We'll take our...
not quite top of the hour break.
8:40 break here at just about 9 o'clock. And we will be back with a commercial-packed second hour of this morning's program on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, you know, streaming version only today.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Hi, listen, if you're considering an assisted living facility for yourself or a loved one, it's important that you choose a highly rated facility. And Celebrationville of Nittany Valley is one of those facilities. U.S. News and World Report 2025 ranked Celebrationville of Nittany Valley as the best assisted living facility. Now that's a great accolade. Celebrationville of Nittany Valley specializes in enhanced personal and memory care. Located in State College, from the moment you arrive, you'll find your or your family members' needs are met with the utmost attention and mindfulness. Nestled in a quiet, modern setting, Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley offers a warm and friendly community that's close enough to town to keep you or your family member connected, yet far enough away to provide that peaceful country feeling. For details, go to CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. That's one word, CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. Or call one of our friendly staff members for leasing and sales. Call 814-235-7675. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home. Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House. A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of 5 themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 puppets, piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 4 maids a-ducking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a little dreidel, I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, a dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel.
Sorry. The performance that got Straight No Chaser national fame and prominence. Oops.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Do, 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 do. On the 12th day, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming like Olympus upon the stair again. 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a
Yeah, they are fun. Straight No Chaser with their rendition of the 12 Days of Christmas as we get you revved up for the big day here on Thursday on our streaming version of Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox here on a Monday. Again, the phone line is open at 814-954-7266. That's 814-954-7266. Yeah, I do like good,
you like
good
acapella
groups. Yep, they are. When it's done well, and we've got a couple of really good ones here at Penn State, it's just fun. And those guys made the 12 Days of Christmas as fun as anybody ever has. Great stuff.
All right, now we have some open line time. We're going to talk with our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, coming up in about 40 minutes or so, thereabouts. Looking ahead to Christmas week, folks, I hate to tell you, not going to be a white Christmas. Sorry. Icy Christmas? No, I don't even think it's going to be an icy Christmas, all right? Just not going to be, at least here, not going to be a white Christmas. It's okay. We will get by. January? Yeah, I want to talk to Joe about January, all right? January is next week, by the way. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. 814-954-7266 if you'd like to chime in for our massive streaming audience worldwide. I'm looking at the numbers. Actually, not bad. All right, not bad. But yeah, a little connection with our FM transmitter. We have no idea what the problem is, at least your two gentle hosts. Hopefully somebody will be handling this today, and we'll get back to normalcy by tomorrow. We'll see. All right, there we go. Let me go back to sports here, all right? Open line time, anything you like to talk about. Had fun, apparently, in Nashville over the weekend. Were you expecting two shutouts? Yes or no? Tell the truth.
I knew it was possible. I wouldn't necessarily say expecting it against Stanford, but certainly knew it was. This team is, Penn State, is just, there's not many individual bouts this season that you're going to concede, looking at it even on paper ahead of time. When you know you're at least have a chance in every bout, that is a possibility. Stanford's got, I will say, that is a really good team. And I think tournament-wise, they may be a little better tournament team than a dual team. And they're a fine dual team. But they have some guys there that can score, I think, at the NCAA tournament. I think they have 4 or 5 guys that can get on the podium in Cleveland here at the end of the year. And You know, they're ranked ninth, and that feels about right to me right now in terms of where that team can finish at the NCAA championships. It's a good team, and Penn State had to work to get some of the wins there against Stanford. But yeah, when you're shutting out the ninth ranked team in the country, you're a pretty solid squad.
Wow,
and Penn State is that, and then some.
Interesting. All right. One sports result you missed.
Yes.
Women's volleyball. Now, Texas A&M blew it football-wise. They had a home game. They blew it. There's
they
no other word.
They did not blow it in the NCAA finals in women's volleyball.
And
that
semifinals.
Sure.
I mean, they swept Pitt.
Yep.
And then they go and sweep Kentucky.
Yes, they did.
And they were not the top team. So Texas A&M somehow got on a roll and just kept rolling. So congratulations to the Aggies. They are the national champs. I mean,
first ever.
First ever for them.
History.
It's like, where did this come from? Holy mackerel. That was a really good one for them. All right, now the Pinstripe Bowl is on Saturday.
Yeah, it is.
Where Clemson is the 3-point favorite. Do you agree with that? Clemson, 3-point. Isn't Clemson the team? 25 guys have, like, say, we're leaving, bye.
Well, no. So Clemson, the 27 players is injured players. So, yeah. Like, Drew Aller for Penn State, it's players that are on the roster that won't play in the game. So it's not folks that are we still don't know what the number is here for Penn State in terms of how many will opt out of the bowl game.
If they were going to opt out, wouldn't they have done it by now?
Oh, no.
No?
Have you not been paying attention the last couple of years to Penn State? We've had guys on the morning of say, yeah, by the way, not going to play today. So, no, there is no deadline. So we will see. And it's hard to really make any kind of a fair projection, and not that, I mean, even when you know, you don't know, but when you really just don't know what either of these lineups for sure is going to look like, I have no idea. But based on the season results, yeah, Clemson is a 3-point favorite, feels about right.
All right. We'll see. Noon on Saturday.
By the way, Texas A&M, you mentioned that impressive in the semifinals and finals. That actually was not, I would argue, neither of those was their most impressive win of the tournament. The quarterfinals is where Texas A&M made the big news of the NCAA tournament. That the sweeps over Pitt and Kentucky were almost afterthoughts, to be honest with you, after they took down the giant in women's volleyball this season, Nebraska, in that quarterfinal round. But yeah, congratulations to Texas A&M. Also, we have big news, and I missed this this morning. So we have Masa Ono waiting in the wings here for Penn State Wrestling, world champion wrestler from Japan, who at the moment at least has a year of eligibility that he'll be able to use probably next season for Penn State. You have Gavin McKenna, all-world phenom for Penn State hockey, playing for the Penn State hockey program this year. And I'm going to have to get – you'll have to forgive me. I'm going to have to look it up, the pronunciation. But Penn State baseball is making big waves here today, signing Japanese pitcher Genei Sato. It's G-E-N-E-I. I'm guessing Genei. I could be wrong on that. That's Sato. But this is a huge get for the Nittany Lions. He is a 21-year-old right-hander from Japan. He will be eligible for the 2027 Major League Baseball draft and is expected to be a first-round pick in that draft. He spent 3 years at a university, Sendai University in Japan. And according to head coach Mike Gambino, there was a lot involved behind the scenes in getting this signing for the Nittany Lion baseball team. But this is a big get. A phenom pitcher out of Japan here. For Penn State in the upcoming season. He has a fastball that has been clocked between 94 and 97 miles an hour. He has topped out at 99 miles per hour. For his Japanese university last year, he threw 170 innings and posted a 2.22 earned run average and averaged 10.7 strikeouts per nine innings. He competed for Japan in the U.S.-Japan Collegiate All-Star Series last July, served as the closer for the Japanese National Collegiate Team, recording four innings and allowing just one run with six strikeouts, and he becomes the 12th member of the 2026 signing class here for Penn State baseball. So a really good get from Japan here for Penn State baseball, Janai Sato.
Is this a coming thing? Japanese baseball players at the college level here. I can't say I follow college baseball closely. I don't. But just, is this a coming thing? What do you think?
I think across the board you're going to see more international players in sports signing up for U.S. college teams because of the financial opportunities now available there. Yes.
Yes, okay.
No doubt about it.
The greenback, all right, which is still pretty darn good. The greenback.
Yes, indeed.
All right. All right, before we take a break, one other quick thing. All right, now the transfer portal for football, we've still got a couple of weeks or thereabouts, roughly. Bo Prabula, of course, former Nittany Lion, went to Missouri, says he's going to enter the portal. Now, I saw this on social media over the weekend, and again, if you're a regular listener of the show, anything I see on social media, I'm skeptical because I'm thinking, all right, is somebody guessing in some cases? Is somebody just outright lying? All right, how do I know this is accurate? So I saw this on X Twitter, which is my favorite. I thought, oh, I want to check this out a little closer. I checked it out, and sure enough, there it is. So Bo Prabula has an X Twitter account, and if you're not familiar with X Twitter, when you log on, there's like a big picture kind of at the top of the screen, either on a computer or on your phone. You know, there's like a theme picture and so on, which the person can choose. And apparently Mr. Prabula has changed his theme picture, and it's now a picture of him behind a Penn State offensive line in a previous game from like a year or two ago. Meanwhile, under his name, where it has information about him, it still says Missouri quarterback there, but his profile picture is now a Penn State picture. Mr. Ironhead, does that mean anything?
I mean, not really, no.
He just loves the picture, so he just happened to change it. Well, some people, of course, noticed that online, like, whoa, right, ding, 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 where's my bell? All right, ding, 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 ding. Okay, let's see, calm down. Maybe he just liked the photo. It's a good photo. He's behind the offensive line. He's calling out a play and so on. It's a great picture just of Penn State stuff. So, I don't know, that could mean something. We will see. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Now, if you are streaming, great. We love you, love you, love you. If you're streaming on your phone, great. We love you, love you, love you. Why don't you use the phone to call in? All right, we'll give you the phone number here in just a little bit. We'll talk weather again with Joe Bastardi later this hour. Maybe when we come back, is the country finally getting tired of Donald Trump?
What?
Oh, my. What am I talking about? Well, you got to stay tuned. We'll find out. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll take a break, and we will come right back.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports. Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Your sports radio. Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7. It is our Monday edition of Let's Talk here on this Christmas week as we open up the phones here in hour two, 814-954-7266. We'll get you into the big program this morning, 814-954-7266.
Make it quick. All right, because we got commercial breaks.
Well, yeah. Yeah, there is that.
We got to do that. All right, we got to do that. So much to cover. I mean, so we could go to like this afternoon, for goodness sakes. So much to cover. Sports, news.
Stuff.
Weather with Joe Bastardi.
Stuff.
All right, in about 20, 25 minutes or so. There we go. So anything you like. You would think, you know, Christmas week, quiet week. Okay, maybe by Thursday it might be a quiet week, but it's not a quiet week right now, for goodness sakes. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Where do I start? Let me start with this one.
All right.
All right. You know, from time to time we talk about Ivy League colleges, and no, we don't necessarily have nice things to say about them. Okay, because A, they're expensive. B, they're elite, which is, in this case, not a good term. See, like, okay, what the heck is going on in those places? So we had this recent situation at Brown University. All right, if you follow news, you know what I'm talking about. Some guy barges into a classroom, what, a couple of weeks ago, and starts shooting, and two people tragically are killed. Then somehow the guy gets away, And for days, we're trying to figure out, okay, who was this guy? Where did he go? We've got video of him walking up and down streets somehow, but not actually on campus. And then something happens at MIT, kind of up the road. All right, Brown is in Rhode Island. So MIT, Boston, or Boston area, where another professor gets killed. And it turns out, apparently, it's the same guy who eventually ends up taking his own life. He went to a storage place and did himself in, and it took the authorities, a couple of days to figure this all out. All that crazy stuff. Remember that? Brown University, I'm not familiar with at all. But I saw a story over the weekend. I just thought, really? Let me run some numbers for you. All right. Brown University is an Ivy League school, highly esteemed, only has 11,000 students. That's it. 11,000 students. Now, you compare that to Penn State, not a comparison. Penn State has, four times that total number of students. Crazy stuff. So Brown has 11,000 students. Okay, great. How many adults, if I use that term, how many adults do they have? Well, according to the story, and I double-checked this, I thought, this can't be right. This has to be inaccurate. No, it wasn't, actually. Brown has almost 4,000 administrators and non-instructional staff. All right, now that would be adults working, for the university. They have 866 faculty members. That's not part of the 4,000. So they have 11,000 students and coming up on 5,000, I'll call them adults. Now, do the quick math. That's about a little bit over a 2-to-1 ratio. Can you imagine if Penn State, all right, here we have, what's the round number, 40,000 students? Can you imagine if there were, maybe there is, maybe someone needs to do a count for me. I don't have this number, but I'm pretty sure it's not this high. If Penn State had around 20,000 employees, now this is labeled administrators, faculty, and non-instructional staff. I don't think Penn State has a 2-to-1 ratio. Now, again, you go to Brown, you better bring your checking account because it's incredibly expensive. For me, this is the definition of bloat. My goodness, how many people do you need to employ, Brown? No wonder you're so expensive. Holy mackerel, that's unbelievable. I just saw those numbers. I'm like, okay, that would explain a lot. Every week there's a complaint about Ivy League schools. Ridiculous protests that are out of control. Anti-Semitism, which is out of control. We've talked about free speech, which apparently is just not done at Ivy League schools. Now, you don't do that sort of stuff. No Republicans to be found essentially anywhere at an Ivy League school. And then you've got this ridiculous Brown number where it's like a 2-to-1 ratio, students to a so-called adults. That's insane. If I'm a Brown person, I'd be saying, no, wait a minute, do we really need all those people? That's incredible. That number stunned me. Just stunned me. Then on Friday, we had the Epstein files. Oh, boy. Yay, you're all excited. All right, have you checked this out over the weekend? Now, we're just getting rolling. Not we. They're just getting rolling.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, this Epstein dude, I saw a number like this. Seriously, you have 300,000 files on Jeffrey Epstein? 300,000 files on this guy? I mean, granted, he was rich and he turned out to be a real bad news person. But 300,000 files on this guy? And, of course, when they did their dump on Friday, where's Trump? Where's Trump? Trump's got to be in here. Where's Trump? Where's Trump? Instead, what did we see? We saw pictures of Bill Clinton. There he is in the pool with various women, okay? And there he is hugging, looked like a girl almost, whatever. And their faces are blacked out. Not Bill Clinton's face. The alleged other people, their faces are all blacked out. Well, it didn't take long for the complaining to start, all right, that, oh, we've redacted too much. Where's the Trump stuff? It's got to be in here someplace. Come on, what are you hiding? And, you know, the complaints back and forth and back. First off, we knew about Bill Clinton, so there's no great mystery there. All right, Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, who I guess isn't a prince anymore or something, whatever they did to him there. So we're not done yet. Well, you didn't release all the files. Well, that got people all riled up. Okay, folks, we got so much to talk about. Isn't it great? And then this is an observation. Are people starting to get tired of Donald Trump? What do you think? Now, what am I talking about? Well, first off, again, there's these, in the White House, there's these wall full of presidential plaques, which has a picture of all the presidents, I guess from George Washington all the way to Donald Trump II. All right, second version, second term. Well, okay, it's not all pictures. Again, Joe Biden is a picture of the auto pen. All right, don't have a picture of Biden there. And then they have little write-ups underneath each picture. And let's just say some of the write-ups are not exactly complimentary. All right, it's like, okay, who thought this was a good idea? I just wonder if some people are starting to say, okay, this is stupid. Why are you doing this? Then, of course, we have the Kennedy Center in D.C., which is now the Donald Trump John Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. Why? Why do that? Now, again, the board members have changed. Trump pretty much stacked the deck. And now they put, they've literally on the side of the building, they have put Trump's name on the side of the building. They didn't take John Kennedy's name off. It's now the John, it's now the Donald, of course, Trump's name has to go first. Donald J. Trump and John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts. Folks, am I the only one that thinks this is ludicrous? I mean, what's next? Is it going to be the Trump Washington Memorial? Why not put Trump's name on that? Now, somebody, I guess, over the weekend said, well, maybe they should do that with the Lincoln Memorial. No, Abraham Lincoln's statue is actually in the Lincoln Memorial. Now, God forbid you put a statue of Trump in there. No, not the Lincoln Memorial, not the Jefferson Memorial. The Kennedy Center is just a building where they do plays and operas and things like that, or shows and stuff like that. No statues that I'm familiar with. The Washington Monument's just this big, I don't know, tower thing. I'm surprised Trump doesn't want to put his name on that. Yes, I'm being a little cynical here. But is it possible that some, you take a look, Republicans, no, not Republicans, some Republicans had a rough weekend. All right? There was this Turning Point USA big convention, whatever you want to call it, over the weekend, filled with Republicans and conservatives. Weren't exactly friendly to each other at this gig. All right? You've got these different factions that are starting to show up now. And, of course, Democrats are gleefully rubbing their hands. See, look, there they go. It's an interesting time to do a talk show because there's so many directions to go in. I just wonder if folks, if the whole Donald Trump shtick is starting to wear off. I mentioned last week, when he did that national speech, which wasn't a speech the other, last week, it was more like a lecture. He had an opportunity to really score and really reach the American people that night, and he didn't, because it was more like a shouting lecture. Look at all the good things that have been happening, and some good things have been happening. Good stuff. What about that ruling about drug prices? All right, all these pharma companies coming in saying, okay, you're right, we've been gouging and overcharging for too long. We're going to start to drop the prices for various pharmaceuticals and something. And by drop, we're talking significant drops. All right, Trump did his strong-arming, his business dealing and so on. And assuming this all, holds and transpires, if you have some, various drugs or medicines or something that you need, this is great. I mean, this is great news. This is terrific. And a lot of other great things have happened in various ways this year. But then Trump has to come in, essentially browbeat people. See all the great stuff I've done for you? Brrr, whole long list. I mean, if I had been his advisor, I've said, sir, first off, sit down, don't stand up. soft pedal this a little bit and just convince people quietly, look at all the good things we've done this year, instead of browbeating people. I just wonder if Donald Trump is starting to wear thin on the majority of Americans out there. That is an opinion and an observation. Now, before we take a break, let me throw it to my friend here. Am I full of it, or am I maybe on to something? What do you think?
I think there are some people, for sure, but I think there's still a lot of passion.
That's a good word.
For and against Mr. Trump moving forward. And this will be a critical, I'd say, next 6 months here for Trump and the Republican Party. More in just what people actually see and feel, but, partly on the messaging front as well. But more so in, all right, let's see some results here regarding the policies.
The affordability stuff?
Yes. Primarily the affordability.
Now, there are some folks, we've got to take this break. There are some folks making big deals. Oh, when you get your tax refund next year, oh, it's going to be gigantic. And they're making some big claims that when you do your taxes, you're getting big money back. Okay, now if that happens, we'll all be applauding. Yay! If it doesn't happen, it's like, okay, why did you get our hopes up? And then all of a sudden, interesting stuff. Folks, 2026 is going to be a really interesting year. All right, we got to take a break. We'll have a brief segment when we come back because we got to talk to our friend Joe Bastardi of WeatherBell.com a little bit later on. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Keep on streaming. We will be right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Kevin Harlan here for Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us all season long for primetime action on the road to the playoffs and Super Bowl 60. Each week, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will have the call of great matchups, along with Mike Golic, senior and junior, in the studio. Don't miss out on the great NFL tradition that is Monday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub, right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coolest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Get up and get going with 98.7 The Fox.
Oh, the boss bringing us back in here on a Monday, our streaming-only edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio, 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you. And, yep, phone line is open at 814-954-7266.
All right, just a couple of minutes, actually, in this segment. Then we have to take another break because we fell behind. And then Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com. Again, my question, well, the question's for Joe. Christmas week, not a white Christmas. New Year's week, I don't know, white New Year's? And then January, and Joe has warned us about this before. Uh-oh, watch out for January. Whew, okay, so we'll talk with him in just a few minutes. Again, you know, on the political front, lots of things have gone well this year. I know some of you, oh, that's not true. Some things have.
What? Right?
Again, this thing on Friday where, you know, there's Trump, there he is in the White House with all these drug company executives standing behind him, and they came up to this big deal where they're going to start to sell discounted prescriptions because for whatever reason in other countries they charge this for some of these drugs and medicines, but here in America, whoop, it's like way up here someplace. And for years, right, we've been asking, okay, how can they do that? You know, in other countries, way down here, and here, whoop, up here, it's like, okay, something is nuts, and it is. So Trump, now again, this government website, which of course is called TrumpRx, does everything have to be named for him? Come on, some of us, even if you're a Republican, you got to be saying, okay, for goodness sakes, can we just call it the, you know, give it a spiffy name or something? No, it's Trump RX. Okay. Okay. For some people, this is really starting to get a little old. 17 companies making various drugs and medicines. Trump and friends went to these companies and said, hey, this is nuts. You need to change. And apparently, according to stories, 14 of the 17 companies have struck deals with the White House to say, okay, we'll lower our costs, which is great. I don't know why that didn't happen before. It probably should have happened before. We've been getting gouged. I'm not going to go into my healthcare spiel again. We've all been getting gouged. Now, let's see what January brings when a lot of people and their health insurance, whoop, heads toward the moon someplace. We'll see how fast Congress can come to some kind of a resolution on this. This will be very interesting. But in the very short term, folks, my house, frankly, is going to get really zinged as far as health insurance payments are concerned. You know, penny. It's interesting. Over the weekend, I'm watching football, a lot of football, you know, obviously on Saturday and whatever, college and pro, and I see a TV ad for Penny, and I'm thinking, why on earth is this here? Do you really want to run an ad for Penny right now? Because if you check out Penny and you check out what's being charged or what would be charged for the start of 2026, it's eye-watering. Like, how much money? Holy moly. So, and then I see this Penny ad with this smiling young woman. Yes, you need to do this. No. No, actually, bad ad. Like, pull that and put on a stupid promo ad or something like that. Mm. Just get rid of it. So, a lot of good things have been happening, but then there's this other stuff. So we got to take a break here because we have to get ready for Joe.
Joe will join us tomorrow.
Oh, Joe's joining us tomorrow.
He'll join us tomorrow.
Oh, now he tells me. Okay, fine. There's a lot of good things that are going on, but they get covered or shadowed by crazy stuff. Trump RX, Trump Kennedy Center. All right, some people really get wound up over that. Republicans had an opportunity this month, my opinion, all right, had an opportunity to say, all right, look, the healthcare system, we need to totally change this. This is no longer sustainable. It no longer works. No, not socialized medicine. No, not Medicare for all. I mean, folks, come on. Please tell me you follow news at least a little bit. All these stories just recently about fraud and theft and abuse in Minnesota, in Massachusetts, where people have taken full run of the of this monolithic federal system and ripped it off big time to the tune of millions or billions of dollars. Total ripoff. Total theft. And yet some of you are still big government people. Yeah, only the government can solve problems. No. Okay? And that's not going to solve the health care issue either. Republicans, though, had their chance this month to say, all right, look, let's extend these subsidies a bit. We're going to start to tear this problem apart so that we can fix it to make health care far more affordable for everybody. No. Instead, they decided to punt. Now, somebody's trying to make a statement, I guess, so to speak, all right? And I'm not sure this is the statement they want to make. Because, folks, think about this. Common sense, all right? As soon, well, January 1st is next Thursday. So as soon as we get past New Year's, all right, the New Year's holiday. So think, all right, think January 5, all right, that following week. As soon as we get past that, you know the Democrats in Congress are going to start banging the drums loudly. Hey, do you like those really expensive health insurance premiums you're paying now? They're going to start banging the drum on that loudly, and they're going to keep banging that drum loudly. If I were them, I'd do the same thing. All right, this has become an election issue now. Even though the next election is still many months away, this is absolutely an election issue now. And they're going to be banging those drums over and over. For me, for Republicans, this is a self-inflicted wound. They didn't have to do this. Last week, they could have said, they could have listened to me, all right, not that I'm a genius, I'm dumb as a brick. If I can figure this out, why can't they? They should have said, all right, look, we don't want to extend these subsidies, but we need some time to rebuild this system. So for the time being, we're going to continue the basic Obamacare subsidies to help out millions of Americans out there. But keep in mind, this is not permanent. This is temporary. We're going to tear the system apart and rebuild it. If they just would have been honest with the American people to say, okay, there's a problem here. We don't want to do this, but we need time to fix it. So we're going to continue the subsidies for a while as we start to work on new solutions for this massive problem. But that's not what they did. They punted. So I'm not exactly sure what Mike Johnson is thinking. He's the Speaker of the House. I'm not exactly sure what John Thune is thinking. He's the Senate Majority Leader. Some Republicans continue to say, well, the Democrats put us in a situation. Well, in a sense, yes, but right now, it's your problem. This is a Republican issue. Egg all over your face. I don't know, maybe I need to reach out to our Congressman Glenn Thompson to see if he can come in again sometime. Like, Congressman, can you explain this for us? Because I'm not getting it. All right, this just does seems like a self-inflicted wound. Like, why would you hurt yourself this way? You're driving me crazy. I do not understand. A lot of people do not understand the thinking from some of these folks. Like, why are you doing it this way when you could do it this way? And then work on fixing the problem. I mean, some of these Republican, if you follow the news, you saw these. Some of these Republican, I'll call them Band-Aids last week. Well, if we just give money to health savings accounts, very few people have a health savings account. And that doesn't do anything to actually lower the cost of health care. Does nothing. Zippo. Well, you know, and these temporary measures. Well, if it was like Costco, I mean, what was Rand Paul trying to say? Well, if people just were like Costco and we had 40 million people on an insurance plan, that would somehow lower the... No. No. Dr. Paul, and Rand Paul's a physician. I'm thinking, what? No. That's not going to work. Now, maybe he's a physician. He realizes the health care industry and health insurance industry is making piles of money. And so as a former physician, he doesn't want them to give that up. Oh, boy, I'm going into conspiracy theory land now, folks. Holy smokes. 2026 is going to be fun. You've been awfully quiet. Come on.
Party never stops.
Yeah, holy mackerel. All right.
The show does, though. We'll take a break here and be back with a final segment. You're listening to Let's Talk on the streaming version of Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Hi, listen, if you're considering an assisted living facility for yourself or a loved one, it's important that you choose a highly rated facility. And Celebrationville of Nittany Valley is one of those facilities. U.S. News and World Report 2025 ranked Celebrationville of Nittany Valley as the best assisted living facility. Now that's a great accolade. Celebrationville of Nittany Valley specializes in enhanced personal and memory care. Located in State College, from the moment you arrive, you'll find your or your family members' needs are met with the utmost attention and mindfulness. Nestled in a quiet, modern setting, Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley offers a warm and friendly community that's close enough to town to keep you or your family member connected, yet far enough away to provide that peaceful country feeling. For details, go to CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. That's one word, CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. Or call one of our friendly staff members for leasing and sales. Call 814-235-7675. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself.
It's Let's Talk here on a Monday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. A final segment here on our streaming-only edition as we get you ready for Christmas, the big day coming up on Thursday. And some open phone time here at 814-954-7266.
Yes, you can stream on your phone and call in on your phone at the same time. It works. Try it. 814-954-7266. Hopefully we are going into a nice, calm holiday week. Hopefully. I wonder. All right. This has been a weird year. We got some more weird stuff, but let's take a
It has been a weird year. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, the weirdo chiming in.
Yo, yo.
Attaboy.
Hey, I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. We got that day Sunday behind us, so now I can get into the cookie jar.
Yes, indeed.
And guys are allowed to go shopping now. That's the one thing I love about Advent. Hey, I remember I used to be a Rush Limbaugh fan, and I don't think anybody's properly filled those shoes. But I recall him explaining how costly it was to bring new medicines and technology into the marketplace, and how that was what set America off or distinguished us from the rest of the world. So this was back in the 90s he was talking about this. And he was saying that, I think it was Bush and Reagan, maybe it started then, but the thing is, they were being these industries are being destroyed by lawsuits and the cost of doing research. So I recall him talking about that, you know, there was an agreement to protect these industries from lawsuits. You know, they would still pay for damages. And we have that system where you report, you know, adverse reaction to a prescription and whatnot. And the other thing was to actually maintain a certain profit in the U.S. at least to pay for research. And it would be – so what we've been doing all these years is we've been kind of subsidizing the rest of the world.
Yeah.
By, you know, we're paying more to do the research, and the benefit is to all humanity. So it kind of coincides with our historic keeping grain prices down. So I know we get beat up for being the world's policeman, but, you know, we did things like that. Keep grain prices down, food prices down, do the research in medicine, make this available to everyone. I don't know. I'm throwing that out. I think that's what I recall. So we'll see if any of our politicians' friends bring that into the discussion next year.
Well, you hit some things there. First off, R&D, there's always R&D, research and development. You're going to bring something to market. If it's a drug, if it's a new television set, if it's a whatever it is, you're always going to have R&D costs. Now, yeah, you hit it. There's tons of government regulations. Do we really need tons? There is punitive court cases. Here's an interesting one. All right, Trump is suing the BBC because of that fudged or doctored video they made of him, I don't know, a couple of years ago, whenever that was. And Trump is absolutely correct. All right, heads have rolled at the BBC. They should have never done that. They fabricated a video with him saying things in a certain way that he never said them that way. All right, so he's got the BBC dead to rights on this one. And, of course, Trump comes out and he's suing them for $10 billion. Thinking, what? $10 billion? I saw one story. Now, this would have to be in the UK courts, BBC is in England, where apparently the maximum amount you can get is only $300,000. Because in the UK, they don't have punitive damages, where over here in the States, we do. Maybe somehow we need to get rid of that. I don't know. What do you think?
But, well, I know historically when one thoughtful person accused another of something and went to court, it was just a matter of winning it, you know, winning the case and getting your reputation back. And oftentimes you got the big sum of $1. So obviously some things have changed in the last 100 years. But it was always about setting the record straight and getting the truth out there.
Yeah. This punitive damage stuff is ridiculous. We've talked about this before. Somebody sues somebody for an outrageous amount of money. And there's two parts. There's the actual settlement. There's the actual case. And then there's the so-called punitive damages. We're going to punish you. Okay?
Right.
Well, I can understand. I mean, you see this stuff in the news all the time. And it stifles innovation. It stifles a lot of things with these punitive court cases. Maybe somehow we either limit it or get rid of it.
Yeah, actually, some of them really high cases are beneficial to the person in the wrong. Because what they do is they declare bankruptcy and there's no payment.
Yeah.
So, no, there's got to be some common sense brought to all this.
Common sense. Oh, yeah, that would be wonderful.
Interesting concept.
Go outside and cut some firewood and make sure your flue is clean. Make a little fire. You learn some common sense. Don't burn your house down.
No. Okay. All right.
Take care, guys.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. All right, because we're about out of time here. Yeah, this whole thing about punitive damages. Now, again, Trump sues anybody, it's an outrageous amount of money. $10 billion. Come on, $10 billion? And then you find out over in England, UK courts, the maximum you can get for this particular case is $300,000. Quite a difference between $300,000 and $10
billion. That does seem like a difference.
Yeah, a little bit of a difference there. So, anyway, friends, our streaming audience, we love you to death, all right? Keep on listening. Keep on streaming from anywhere you like. We're working on this connection to the transmitter. We'll hopefully get that done today.
Possibly.
That would be nice. Beautiful day. Get out and enjoy it. Have a great Monday.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox. Fox Sports.